and you're the commander-in-chief. You have to be willing to make the tough calls and to see your decisions through. America is safer when our commitments are clear, our word is good, and our will is strong. And that is the only way I know how to lead.
President Bush in South Carolina today, again defending his decision to go to war in Iraq. During a speech in Charleston, he also talked about the economy and the war on terror. The president spoke shortly after CIA Director George Tenet went public for the first time in support of his agency's intelligence gathering before the war. Mr. Bush's trip to South Carolina came 2 days after the Democratic primary there, prompting critics to charge the event was little more than a campaign stop. NPR's Don Gagne is traveling with the president and has this report.
Call this presidential trip an example of the power of incumbency in an election year. The Democrats were here until days ago, crisscrossing this first southern state to hold a primary, making the case for denying the president a second term. Then, with all the anti-Bush rhetoric still fresh in the air, Air Force One descended through the clouds, making a grand entrance at Charleston International Airport. A short time later, the president was standing in the wind at the harbor with a Coast Guard vessel as the backdrop.
I've come to this vital seaport to remind people, to remind the American people as they pay attention to the debates in the halls of Congress that we have a solemn duty to protect our homeland, including the seaports of America.
The president did not use this event to make the much-anticipated announcement of a new bipartisan commission to investigate pre-Iraq war intelligence about weapons of mass destruction. That announcement is now expected to come tomorrow in Washington. Mr. Bush did note today that they have not yet found the stockpiles of weapons that, quote, we thought were there, but added that he does know America did the right thing in Iraq. The president talked of the new freedoms enjoyed by the Iraqi people and had a response for those who have attacked his policies.
Some politicians in Washington had their way. Saddam Hussein would still be in power. All of the Security Council resolutions and condemnations would still be issued and still be ignored. Scraps of paper amounting to nothing.
This trip to South Carolina marks the second time in exactly 1 week that the president has left Washington to make a speech in a state where Democrats have just held a primary. Last Thursday, Mr. Bush was in New Hampshire to talk about the economy. The president's spokesman says it's just coincidence that the president always travels to talk about important issues. He added that primaries are happening all over the country. But the chairman of the South Carolina Democratic Party, Joe Irwin, says it's an absurd claim.
You know, coming here and not acknowledging, you know, just 2 days after the Democratic Party primary, that you're here for political reasons is a little like telling people that we're in a recovery when they're jobless. And I wish the president's team would just admit that there are political reasons, and it's good to have a political debate.
Today on the flight to Charleston, the White House spokesman made another announcement about an upcoming presidential trip to promote Mr. Bush's economic policies and tax cuts. The location? Springfield, Missouri, on Monday, less than a week after that state's Democratic primary. Don Gagne, NPR News.